He said we win, and we did. Although, listening to his commentary, it was a little bit more dramatic than he thought. Andy Harper, good morning, mate.
Days after. Brilliant.
And you know what? It was great theatre, wasn't it, really?
Well, you've all watched a lot of sport. We've all watched a lot of sport of varying kinds. You just don't get sport better than that, do you?
No, it was good theatre.
This was, you know, this was like State of Origin in the sense that State of Origin's great sport because you've got two teams that just go for the whole time. And it doesn't, sometimes you have great games of football, soccer football, where the teams don't go at each other the whole time. They have lulls.
Mm.
But this one on Saturday night was, it was just on. It was on for 120 minutes. It was amazing, really amazing. Both teams just covered themselves in glory with the performance.
Well, it was very Origin-esque in the sense that South Korea scored right at the death, and then it all, you know, everything went out the window, and what you thought was going to happen wasn't going to happen. They looked like they were going to come over the top of the Socceroos at the end there. That showed great resolve from Ange Postecoglou's team to actually win it.
Well, I thought they deserved something out of the 90 minutes.
Yep.
In as far as chances were concerned, they probably had the better opportunities over the 90 minutes, and Luongo's goal, that brilliant goal on halftime, came against the run of play for a little period. So, they definitely deserve something out of it. And they did look, you're watching the game and you're waiting all game for them to score. That was just my feeling watching it. But when we got to extra time, the Socceroos always believed they'd finish stronger against an opponent, any opponent in this competition. And I'd seen enough to subscribe to that view. And I think that's the way extra time was unfolding as well. And then you listen to the very gracious comments of the vanquished captain, Ki Sung-yong, that magnificent player from Swansea in the EPL, who was the captain of the team on the night. He said, you know, we just weren't good enough and strong enough. And you know, instead of having a whinge about this or that, and plenty of players do in that situation, he was very gracious. And I think he spoke the truth. I think in the end, they had a team of better players in certain positions, but they couldn't get past the better team, which was so magnificently organised and prepared by Postecoglou and his team.
Yeah. Mate, that Massimo Luongo, he looks like he's a better player than Swindon Town deserves.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, mate? What sort of level can he play to? He looks like he played to the best level.
Well, yeah. I mean, he started his English sojourn at Tottenham Hotspur, so he came through the ranks at Tottenham.
Yep.
And he played a League Cup game or two at Tottenham, and then there was a change of personnel in the coaching management stake, so he was decided to be surplus to requirements. Who knows if that change hadn't happened or if whoever came in was a favourite of his. But there's no question he's re-established himself.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll be the talk of the town in Swindon, there's no question. they'll be fielding all sorts of offers. The big challenge for Massimo now and his advisors, family management, whoever does this with him, is to make sure that he goes to the right place to play.
Yeah.
He's at this crucial juncture as a youngster with this great set of technique and skill and football ability to find the club, indeed the league. It mightn't even be England where his football is best served. And hopefully the people who are looking after him are right onto that. And his next move is certainly to a bigger club. But it's to a club and in the league, wherever that is, where his skill set can flourish, because, mate, he's got a lot more to give, as do a number of the players that Ange has uncovered for this tournament.
We're used to Tommy Urich scoring goals, but the way that he just doggedly refused to die with the ball, setting up the tournament-winning goal, says a lot about him.
Yeah, it does, and he needed to provide something. You know, you take the place of Tim Cahill, who's won games for Australia in dire circumstances before, and you've immediately got a massive job to do, right? And Tommy was getting himself there or thereabouts, but he was winning a couple of free kicks, which was terrific, taking the pressure off. But he wasn't finding the football space to do his thing. And then through happenstance, really, it was a charge down rebound. He put pressure on, did magnificently well to beat two players. And what hasn't been spoken about, including by myself, having watched it over again, it was apart from the bullock work he did, it was a beautiful little touch once he'd regained his feet, with the inside of his back foot to knock it through the legs and find the space. It was a magnificent touch by Tommy Urich. And then the cross that was parried into the path of James Troisi just set what seemed like, for us, because we're Australian, set the whole world on fire. It was just an amazing piece of play. And incidentally, and probably ironically, the two players combined to win it for Australia were the two players who missed chances for us to lose it in Brisbane and finish second in the group. So amazing how sport works its way out sometimes.
It's incredible. And we'll just bask in the glory, mate, before we even talk about taking on the world champions Germany in March, okay?
Yeah, let's do that. And the non-football stuff, let's bask in the way the Australian community celebrated this,
terrific,
including the subsets of that, the migrant communities and the expat communities. You know, we watched that game and the contest on Saturday, and I'd reckon, even perhaps even without realising it, viewers of that have got a different perspective of what it means to be Korean. You know, the pride and the fight they showed, the spirit they showed, the drive they showed, and then the graciousness they showed in defeat. I reckon, if we're honest, we would have seen a lot of Australian sporting culture in what Korea did on Saturday night, and they stopped just being purveyors of kimchi and hyundais, and they start being people, you know, and cultures that we actually can relate to a bit more. I thought those sorts of experiences out of this Asian Cup have been irreplaceable.
Andy, thanks so much for all your help throughout the tournament. It was a massive success, massive crowds, massive TV ratings. Thanks for joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast throughout the last few weeks.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.